So my name's Nick, and along with my wife, we started Pommies in 2011. We're kind of old hat now, relatively speaking, but it's flown by. So we opened up, as I say, 2011 in Caledon, Ontario. So depending on traffic, we can be downtown Toronto in 45 minutes, or it can take us 3.5 hours. So we can't control traffic.
And what are you sampling today here at the Cider Fest?
So we're sampling Pommies Cider. So that's our original. That's our first baby, which is just a lovely balanced cider made with 5 varieties of Ontario apples. And I think, you know, you speak to any of the craft cideries around here and you're going to get the same message. We use Ontario apples and we use 100% juice. Pommies is, I'm really biased, but the most sessionable cider and the most drinkable and the most refreshing and the most thirst quenching cider out there. So it's balanced. So it's not the sweetest in the world, not the driest in the world. Someone online once called it the Goldilocks of cider. So I emailed him immediately and said, can I steal that? That's Pommies. And so people will actually also notice that we changed it from Pommies dry cider to Pommies cider. So the reason being, when we first came out, there weren't many ciders around, and we were kind of thinking, okay, people are going to compare us to growers. So we wanted to show that we were not as sweet as growers. But then over the years, people have come out with drier ciders. So we've acknowledged the fact we are not relatively dry anymore. So now Pommies cider is what used to be called Pommies cider, but it's exactly the same. Oh, sorry, Pommies dry cider. And then we are also sampling Pommies farmhouse cider, which is what I think is the next generation of cider in Ontario. Again, we use 100% Ontario apples, whereas with Pommies, the flavor profile is all from the apples. A lot of the flavor profile with farmhouse comes from the yeast. So we use a saison yeast, which is otherwise known as a farmhouse yeast. We can use a wider variety of apples. And really what we wanted was something dry, a little sour, a little funky, and like the next generation of cider. And I think, I'm biased, but again, I think we nailed it with the farmhouse.
Do you have any new stylings coming up in the next little while that you can tell us about?
Sure. So we're lucky. Now, our cider maker, Brian, rocks and he kills it. But he's always been really busy making Pommies and making farmhouse. So we just hired an assistant cider maker, which is great news for us. So we're in good hands. And now Brian can start playing, is basically at the end of the day. So he can start coming out with new varieties, one-off. We're experimenting with a lot of more casks and pins. So we'll be doing kind of some funky stuff. With the new fruit that we got in over the season, we're going to be playing around with apricots, plums, strawberries, as well as we are going to play around with some more herbs. So we've done, you know, our fire blight, which is a spicy cider, hop cider. To answer your question, we'll be doing a lot more varietals. We'll focus on the two that we've got in the LCBO, but at bars and restaurants, you'll be seeing a lot more funky stuff coming out.
So where does that inspiration come from?
A little science, a little insanity, God knows where. I mean, I don't know. You know, we're a real collaborative bunch. So Brian's got a gift. So Brian really does have a gift with making cider. So, he's leading the charge these days. And a lot of times he'll come up with an idea or he'll just run with it. And I don't know where he gets it. But I'm not complaining because it's making good cider. So
where can fans get the cider available?
So we're in the LCBO. We're also happy that we're now in the grocery stores. And then we're in about, I don't know how many bars and restaurants, but we pride ourselves on the relationship that we have with our partners. So we're in a lot of bars and restaurants. Nowhere really east, but around the GTA. Our home neck of the woods is Guelph and Orangeville, Toronto, obviously, and down in Niagara, and select bars and restaurants.
And I guess, what's been the response today so far?
It's great. I'm excited. So as I say, when we first got going, there were just a couple of us doing it. And no one even knew what cider was. So now I look at it and I see an event like this and I'm blown away. And this is, this is in 5 years. Where we've come in 5 years is it's special. Like, it's unbelievable, right? And I think people have just realized that we're making great ciders here in Ontario, right? So I always lean towards the craft. We are proudly independent. And when I say craft, I don't mean like the big guys who are coming out with craft ciders, because that's a little bit cheeky. But I mean the really legitimate independently owned, small family operations, and we're a close community. So we all talk with each other. We know each other. We genuinely like each other. So we've got, you know, a good association going, and so my general feeling is I'm just blown away by the reaction of the general public, and people seem to be liking our cider, which is as much as you can ask for.
Fantastic. Well, thanks so much. We've taken up some time. We're starting the VIP session, and I wish you the best of luck here and the rest of the evening and going forward.
Cool. Thank you very much. And that you guys are doing this is really appreciated. You know, for us little guys, it's special that people are taking so much of an interest. So
thank you.
Appreciate it. Excellent.